Episode number 4, Conquer Yourself.
Have you been wishing to unlock a better version of yourself?
Welcome to The Rigorous Project.
This is where we'll share with you powerful tools and insights on how to unlock the awesome and extraordinary version of yourself.
So what are you waiting for? Let's dive into this exciting and empowering self-development journey
with your host, Rieger McCachran.
Hello and welcome back. So today we're going to talk about conquering ourselves. Many of us think that people such as spouse, parents, bosses, and other external challenges in life are all the obstacles there is. So what some of us end up doing is simply pour out all of our energy in trying to solve these external problems. We try to get away from them and expect them to end right then and there. If we find ourselves unhappy in a place, we then decide to move to another, only to experience the same disappointment and imperfection. I know some women who are unhappy with their relationships because their partners who are having some drug or drinking addictions would leave their relationship, only to find another with similar attributes. What do these situations tell us? These tell us that running away does not really solve the problem. This is like trying to cure a broken arm by applying a band-aid on it. It's never going to work. It's the same as the term hiding the skeleton in the closet. It's always going to be there, no matter how good you hide it. So what's a better way to deal with this? A better way to deal with this is to face it head-on from within. I don't know if you've done some inner work or have tried to understand yourself. Our minds are very powerful. We can either use it to our advantage to build our ideal lives or destroy it. We all can do that by the kinds of thoughts that we think. And this is what it means by solving this problem internally. It is by first recognizing that we cause these problems in our mind and that we can also take control of it by using our minds. In this case, what is it and how can we overcome these inner challenges? When it comes to going forward in life or trying to achieve your goals or ambitions, transforming yourself, the common internal roadblock we face is called inner critics. Some call it lower self, negative self, limiting belief, and so forth. The bottom line is, it's negative, it's dark, it's scary, and it holds us back from making better decisions. What else does it do? It takes away our powers, it degrades us, makes us feel bad about ourselves, it destroys our self-image, it makes us doubt ourselves, it makes us lose trust in ourselves, and it drains our self-confidence. But how exactly does it take away our powers? It does it by the power of belief. The more we believe it, the worse shape we're going to be in. The good news is, it takes away our powers only if we let it. We do that by giving in, or when we decide to accept our inner critic's opinion as fact and not just thoughts or opinions of our minds. So, the worst thing you can probably do when it comes to dealing with your inner critic is to believe it. But don't do it. You are not serving yourself by doing so. And you're definitely not serving others as well. So the only viable solution is, you guess it, that's right, to conquer yourself. How do you conquer yourself? Start by being aware of your inner critic. What negative praises are you saying to yourself? What questions are you asking yourself that's causing you to focus on the negative? Words like, I'm not enough. I'm never going to be able to do this. She's never going to like me. I'm such a failure. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did this. Why am I such a terrible person? Why am I so unlucky? These are the contents of our inner critic. When we feel like we are at the losing end, if you believe these to be true, then you are falling into believing in your inner critic and you are not serving yourself. What you're really doing is, you're giving away your power by acting as if you were a victim. We all need to replace this. What should you do once you are aware of it? Defend yourself. Say words such as, I can handle this, I can do this, this is only temporary, I'm getting better, and so on. The key is to inject something positive and empowering in your mind. These are called empowering affirmations, and these are what you're going to use to turn things around. If you're going to choose which side to believe this. It's positive. It's empowering. It will help you move forward. So now my question for you is, are you ready to conquer yourself? So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it. Don't be shy about it. Conquer yourself. I applaud your courage, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's episode of The Rigorous Project. For additional free self-development contents, ebooks, videos, and podcasts created by Rigor McCachran, please visit us at www.therigorousproject.org. Thank you for listening. Thank you.